This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
9:09. You're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday talk show. I'm your host, Tobin, out alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Peachy.
Peachy?
Yeah, just peachy. Not quite as fuzzy, but I'm peachy.
I'm going to leave that alone?
Yeah, you should.
I am, because I like my job, and I don't want the show to get canceled because of an off-mark comment.
I don't know.
Overall. We've got a couple of good guests here today.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Our fair and festival season continues this week.
If we can get them to be serious and not laugh all through.
It's going to be a challenge. We've got Toby Libra and Jennifer Parker here from the Black Diamond Days committee. We're here to talk about the annual Black Diamond Days celebration that will be here this week in Gillespie. We also have Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce as well. And let's get to that conversation right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know firsthand just how difficult the passing of a beloved family member can be. Losing a loved one is never easy, but there is a simple way to lift some of the burdens from your family. Come by Plummer Funeral Home and we'll help you make your final arrangements in advance. We'll record your choices and help you plan a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday talk show, Tobin, out alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus, our guest this week, Toby Libra and Jennifer Parker from the Black Diamond Days Committee. And we also have Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce here as well. Mickey, let's start with you real quickly. I know last night was the first of the summer concert series. You had Scrap Iron and Gold out there. And from all intents and purposes, went really well.
The weather was perfect. The over 100 strawberry shortcakes with ice cream sold, and the attendance was just a couple of babies short of 300.
That's not a bad crowd.
No, that was a good opening crowd for us, and they played, and I don't think two people left the whole thing.
That's awesome.
And it was very good music. And next, every Tuesday in June and every Tuesday in July, we will have a different band, and next week it's Dixie Dude and their dance band.
Okay, and we'll get back with you more about some other things with the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce later on in the show. Toby, Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Good
How are you two
you.
Today?
Good.
We are here to talk about the 34th annual Black Diamond Day celebration. That's 34?
34.
The first year Black Diamond Days existed was the year I was born. 78? Wow. Wow. That's incredible.
Uncle Ralph was 10.
That exactly.
Yes.
He was only 5.
Yeah. 10 or 11, I forget which it was. But it was in there somewhere.
Right around. I knew I was close.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about Black Diamond Days. It's this weekend.
Yes, this weekend, Friday.
Weather forecast.
Wonderful.
Supposed to be
Friday
good.
And Saturday. Supposed to be beautiful weather, not too hot, just warm. And no rain.
And this was, what, you pushed Black Diamond Days, what, back a week, didn't you?
No,
this?
We are always the first full weekend in June.
Full weekend, okay.
It always has to include Friday, so that's why sometimes it seems a little late.
Okay. And good thing of it is, you're going to have good weather.
Yes.
Not like the week last week where we had the...
thankful it wasn't last
week. Yeah. And that thought came across my mind. It's like they're lucky this was this weekend and not...
Very thankful.
Absolutely. It all starts on Friday. Let's go through the agenda here.
Great.
Fair opens at 5 o'clock. Carnival armbands, that's pretty standard procedure from 6 until 10. The Miss Black Diamond Days pageant starts Friday evening at 6 o'clock. Now, that is at the Gillespie Civic Center, and tickets are required. Explain.
Yes, you have to buy a ticket. They are $6 each. They are available at the Giving Tree or Twinco Real Estate, Didi's. Gifts
or through contestants
or any of six contestants has tickets also.
Let's talk a little bit about the candidates here. How many candidates are vying this year?
We have 6.
That's a good healthy number.
Yeah, very it is a good number.
And what ages are they from 16 to 18? Where are we at here?
16 to 20.
20?
Yes.
Okay.
15. Yeah.
No, so that's
16 to 20.
Okay, so the pageant takes place Friday night. 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And then musically, my word, you're starting off big.
Big year this year.
Big.
Yes.
Huge.
First
the
year
Smash Band.
This. Yes. We're going to open with a big
Normally,
band.
They close things out. They're starting it.
They're starting. So it's going to be exciting this year. We're having two very large bands and a couple locals.
Mm-hmm.
So entertainment this year is full. Our schedule is packed.
Yeah, Smash put on his website, he's going to rock us out of the rubble. That's his little theme he's going with.
That's... Only Smash can come up with something like that. Mm-hmm. But he's going to be performing from, what, 7:45 to about midnight?
Yeah, 11:45. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then somewhere during that performance, the new queen
They'll
will be introduced.
They'll introduce the new queen, yes.
And so basically that starts off the opening day.
Right.
And then we move into Saturday. It starts off early, 5:30 in the morning, Uncle Ralph. Can you get up at 5:30 in the morning for a fishing tournament?
I usually get up about 4 o'clock, but it's not for a parade. Or
okay.
Anything. We won't go into that either.
Thank you.
And the seriousness
goes on. Oh, man. The Masonic Lodge and the Black Diamond Days Committee is having their fishing tournament. Now, that starts at 6, registrations at 5:30.
Yes.
And then at 7:30, a Black Diamond Days 1-mile run and 5K run. That's 7:30 and 8 o'clock, respectively. The vendors and crafts will be on display from 10 until 4.
Now, and that's a new event.
Okay. Now, that's throughout the Civic Center, I'm assuming?
It's only on the north side.
The north side.
Side.
Yes, mm-hmm. The new side of the Civic Center.
Okay.
And there will be all different booths of different craft and art, different vendors.
For those that don't know, the Gillespie Civic Center is right behind the police department, right behind the City Hall complex.
Yes.
Easy to get to.
And with that 5K and 1-mile run, you can still register even the day of. You may register, and that would be underneath the beer tent is where registration will take place.
Okay. let's see here. The festival opens at noon. We have a dog show, the Patty Bernhardt and Festus Memorial Dog Show, and Knox County Dog Adoption. That will take place at 1 o'clock.
It's also new.
Is that... by the Civic Center as well?
Yes, that is all going to be on the north side of the Civic Center as well, right behind the fire department. A very good friend of mine does a huge amount of work with the Humane Society and rescue dogs, and then they rehab them and do a dog adoption. So she is bringing 10 to 12 dogs that have all been rehabbed. They're microchipped, spayed or neutered. And they are all up to date on their shots. You'll be able to take them home that day. They're going to have an area where you can play with them, make sure that the dogs interact with your family good, mm-hmm. and you'll be able to take them home that day. She does an amazing job with countless hours that she puts into this. So we were glad to help them out.
Absolutely. And then at 1 o'clock also is the Irma Edwards III Washer Tournament. That starts at 1, musically from 3 until 7. Dan Sproat. Sproat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Talk with us about him and what kind of music is that going to be?
He is kind of a one-man band.
Okay.
He does a wide range of music. A lot of the committee members have gotten to see him at different things, and he's from St. Louis.
Okay.
So he has agreed to join us this year, and he is just a fun time. He's very interactive with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a more mellow Saturday afternoon type thing instead of, you know.
Saturday in the park.
Exactly. There you go.
And then the carnival, you'll have a matinee from 1 until 4:30. The good deal about this is rides are one ticket less, so if it's a 4-ticket ride, the zipper would be 3.
Exactly.
Little Miss and Mr. Minor pageant will take place at 6 o'clock. That's back at the Civic Center again.
And no that one... pageant is based on a penny a vote. And we will do collections today at noon. So if you're still voting, you only have until noon to place your votes.
All of the boxes are picked up today.
Okay.
And that's free to get in
to
watch that pageant.
One thing I've noticed here, looking at this, you're utilizing the Civic Center a lot more. I mean, maybe it's just me. But you're utilizing the Civic Center a lot more than what you've done in years past.
Both pageants have always been there, but the craft show will be new there this year.
Okay. And then we'll have the Civic Achievement Award. That's on the grandstand at 6:30. Musically for Saturday night, it's the final show. Don't ask for a reunion. It's it. It's over. Season finale. Yeah. Series finale. Runaway Cherry.
Yes. You know, I grew up listening to both bands that combined, and... a lot of them are friends of mine, so it's going to be a really cool time, but kind of sad.
But you know what? Never say. I always live by the saying, never say never.
They have had a very, very good run.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that combined what? Well, don't say the one band, two bands.
Right.
Into one, the former Runaway
Since
Cherry.
Since the 80s. Yeah.
So, but they will be performing from 7:45 until 11:45. And then we'll head into Sunday. Community service will take place at the Civic Center parking lot at 10 o'clock. The festival opens at noon. And then let's talk a little bit about this. Probably one of the best parades you'll have in this area.
Thank you.
And I've seen quite a few of them. But Black Diamond Days starts it off, but it starts off with a serious punch. The Black Diamond Days parade starts Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. If you go out to Gillespie for the Black Diamond Days parade, get there early because parking's going to be a premium and space is going to be at a premium.
It's packed.
It is packed. And we are still, you know, new registers are still welcome. Just contact us either via our Facebook page or call Twinco either way and get yourself registered to be in the parade.
Okay. How many floats? What's the totals this year for this parade?
We don't have everything completely done yet, but we're looking at probably a dozen floats this year, and we'll have over 100 entries.
And that's not including the various bands that you guys always have.
Right.
So you guys always bring out the good high school bands there. I mean, not only Gillespie's there, but
O'Fallon. Coming. Staunton should be there. It seems like there's one more, but I don't remember.
Litchfield?
Litchfield is not coming.
I think that's it.
Okay.
Gillespie, Staunton, O'Fallon.
John Ford Highlander
Bagpipe
band. So they're a local favorite.
Of course,
they
got the German band.
They don't get to make it this year. They have a
concert
somewhere else.
Uncle Ralph, take over. I'm out. I can't handle it now.
Can't.
No.
No Oompa Loompa band.
You're going through withdrawals, are you?
I'm going through withdrawals. No Ricola?
Yeah.
I know.
Ricola.
I knew it.
Every time I take pictures of the parade, mm-hmm. every time that float comes by, they always do the Ricola thing. It's a
tradition. So that, unfortunately, will be gone this year.
I guess I'll have to wait till Old Settlers, Uncle Ralph. That's fine. So the Black Diamond Days Parade will be at 3 o'clock. Music from 4:30 until 8:30. Southern Blend.
Local band.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And basically, that pretty much wraps it up for Black Diamond Days. Uncle Ralph, you got anything to add here? I mean, it's pretty jam-packed this year.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment that having attended some of the parades in the past, mm-hmm. they have a big parade and a nice parade, so about all you got to do is get there early and don't forget to take your lawn chair.
Absolutely.
It is good to get there early because our parade route is packed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, and premium places to watch the parade will go fast because everybody knows where they like to watch the parade.
Right.
And,
absolutely. They have their favorite spots, that's for sure.
And of course, let's talk a little bit with your committee, with Black Diamond Days, because I know you probably got this. This is pretty much a machine among itself. You work with the ride company, you get them locked up, the bands you need to make sure.
Right.
How long does it take you to come up with the itinerary for the festival?
We start planning. We'll have our wrap-up meeting in July.
Well, and we will. I mean, if we rebook the band, we book them this weekend.
Yeah.
A lot of times we're already booking them, you know, so it's a year's round work. It doesn't stop. We go full force starting in January. You know, we kind of take October through December off, but...
Which is nice because we didn't used to be able to do that, but
right.
We have a great committee, mm-hmm. and everybody kind of knows their job, and... So we get a few months off now, and then we start again. But, yeah,
and
it's a all-year process.
And with the bands, that's got to be tricky, too, because you want to make sure you get the young crowd in there because they're going to eat. They're going to drink the sodas and have fun. But you also don't want to turn your back on
right.
the older crowd.
We try to keep
because,
it a good mix.
Right, and, you know. Smash Band, I think that's something for
everyone.
Fun time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Little kids are out there dancing mm-hmm. to elderly are out there dancing. There is no set crowd that is with Smash.
They
just go to everybody.
They appeal to everybody. Smash
right.
Band does. That's one of the great things about them. They appeal to young and old.
And he has been wonderful to our community through so many things with mm-hmm. the school now kind of putting something up about the tornado and making it to turn it into something good. So he is always good to us with that.
Yeah, you guys are going to have someone print you some no tornadoes allowed.
No kidding. We need some signs like that.
Speaking of that, normally the Black Diamond Days Parade starts at the school, right?
It starts, that won't impact us at all.
Okay. Yeah, you guys have been through. My word.
It doesn't end.
So it takes pretty much a full year to book this?
Yes, it does. It just doesn't stop.
If you're going to book good bands and good entertainment, period, you don't have any choice but to, as you said a while ago, start as soon as this year is over. You got to lock them in.
We do. That's
not only good for you, but it's good for them too, because they know at such and such a date where they're going to be.
It keeps the flow just going. That it's one less thing we have to worry about every time we get something lined up.
And I know last year you changed the format a little. Well, not the format, the positioning of everything.
Exactly. The beer tent's back up on Main Street.
Was that a positive move? Was that a successful move?
We have heard nothing but good. It is so much. We have much bigger space. It's cooler. There's a lot more airflow than being. We were locked in between those two buildings, and it got very hot and stuffy. It just kind of joined
the festival. Like everything is just one big festival. Before it was very segregated and broken up, and now it's much more family friendly. It just makes for a better weekend.
We have a grassy area that UCB lets us, United Community Bank lets us use. They're off the side. So if you want to bring kids and you don't want them under the beer tent, you can bring blankets and lawn chairs and throw them out on the grass and watch the Smash Band without being under there, and you have the exact same view.
And we also hold our washer tournament there, which we're still looking for teams. Teams are welcome to come. You bring your own partner. That registration is on Saturday.
The big thing I noticed, too, it allows you to keep the food vendors in one area. And it seems like to me a lot more of the civic organizations came out of the woodwork and had stands that would normally not be there.
We've changed our way of doing that. We do not charge any nonprofit group a dime to have a stand there. If you are a nonprofit group within District 7, you do not pay. So everything that they make is pure profit for them, you know. So
minus expenses.
Minus their overhead.
Right.
But we don't take a booth space. Previous Black Diamond Days used to charge, and we no longer do that.
And that seemed like that worked out to the...
It's wonderful. 90% of our food court and vendor court is a nonprofit, a school club, the chamber, different things like that.
And that's one thing when I do the fair and festivals, I always make a point not to say that the carnival food isn't good, but there's something about going to, no offense, Mickey, the chamber.
You're
booth
supporting those
and
organizations.
Getting the cheeseburger there, going to the Knights and getting the fish sandwich there. There's something more about that.
Absolutely. We have 14 vendor spaces filled this year, and 9 of those are nonprofits.
Okay. So Black Diamond Days, Friday, June 7th through the 9th in Gillespie. And, of course, traffic alert. Traffic in Gillespie will be shut down at noon today, so the rides
tomorrow. Noon Thursday.
Gosh darn it.
Mass panic just ensued all over Gillespie.
You thought the tornado was bad. This was worse.
Noon on Thursday.
Traffic will be shut down on Main Street.
Yes.
So the rides can come in, get set up, and... It amazes me how fast they get those rides up, isn't it?
We have the entire thing, beer tent, food vendors, carnival is set up in hours.
Yes. By 5 o'clock Thursday evening, they'll be ready to roll.
And, of course, we will be broadcasting live from Black Diamond Days Friday evening.
Great.
So we will be out there phoning in our reports from Black Diamond Days. So that's always a pleasure. And, of course... hopefully, if my schedule allows, I'll be out at the parade and take pictures, and we'll throw them up on the website like we've done in years past and take it from there. So, Toby, Jennifer, best of luck on this year's Black Diamond Days. It's hard. 34.
34 years.
You know what? That puts pressure on next year. 35.
We've already kicked around a little bit. I'm thinking fireworks. We're already trying to think what we're going to do special for next year.
I'm thinking fireworks over the canna. No.
That would be a good idea.
No. I know the Eisentrouts are good friends of mine. So, but no, I'm thinking fireworks.
I don't know. We'll have to think of something.
We're definitely going to do something special.
And, of course, Mickey, real quickly, as we wrap things up here, let's talk a little bit. The Chamber, I know the Tour de Cole bike ride is fast approaching. Talk with us a little bit about that.
That is held in conjunction with the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce Fall Festival on Saturday, September 28th. For all the information and download an application, you can go to www.coalcountrychamber.com.
Okay.
And it's the same thing. It's a 15-mile family ride, a multiple-length 30-mile ride, and a metric century. And registration is open now through the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce or the active.com
website,
and just look for Tour de Coal Bunnell.
Okay. And I'm glad to hear the summer concert series started off well for you guys. They'll return next Tuesday, and we won't see you till the 26th, Mickey.
Correct.
So don't come here next Wednesday.
I'm not on my schedule. I already got something else going.
Uncle Ralph, next week on the program, if you want to, we've got Myrna Moore and Don Walker coming in, talking about the Montgomery County Fair on the 19th. State Senator and Mayor Deanna DiMuccio will be here. And then Paul Schemes potentially is scheduled on the 26th as well. So we've got a big calendar for the remaining of the month here on the Wednesday Talk Show. That's going to do it. Until next time, we'll talk to you next week. So long.